Hello, everybody. This is Carrie with Unicorn Company, and I would like to welcome you to the third of our Mechtober segments this month. We will be looking at the Urban Mech. Yes, you heard me right, the Urby. Now, I do have a slight news segment before we talk about the Urban Mech, but I need to apologize for this installment of our Mechtober series being slightly delayed due to an error on the Master Unit List website. Due to a 403 error that they are having, I will be releasing this episode on Sunday. Hopefully the issue has been resolved by then. If not, then this episode will be missing any Alpha Strike information on the mech and its variants. I now return you to the rest of the Mechtober segment. Before we get into the little trash can that could, I wanted to let you know about a bit of news. As you all know, Catalyst announced the Mercenaries Kickstarter earlier this year. The Kickstarter has been pushed back to next year. Catalyst has said that they are doing this to allow time for their 3D artists to finish more of the designs for the Kickstarter. In all fairness, though, it pushes it back past the holidays, which I think is a good idea as we have a bunch of releases coming out as well. Well, at least one. And, having it around that part of the year, it puts a crunch on people financially. Now, I have seen some backlash on this, but for the most part, the response has been positive, and I personally believe it is a good thing, as I think we'll actually be, a lot more people will be able to take part in the Kickstarter with it coming up next year. Now, with our little update out of the way, let's get into the Urby. Long derided as a trash can, and the subject of Solaris oddities such as the Urby Derby, the Urban Mech is a mech that requires the right setting or the right environment to do its work properly. Much like the machine's name implies, the Urban Mech is built for and is most useful in urban combat. Most mechs in the Urban Mech's weight class usually depend on speed to avoid damage, whereas the Urban Mech depends on stealth. Well, as much stealth as a walking cylinder with guns strapped to either side can have. I'm probably being unfair to this little monster, though, as it somehow it has gained a cult following in the game. Where mechs like the Mad Cat, Atlas, and Warhammer are poster childs of the BattleTech franchise, the Urban Mech has become the most meme-worthy mech in the game. So we should probably take a look at the mech, though, and its actual capabilities. The baseline Urban Mech is the UM-R60. This mech is 30 tons and powered by a very small but powerful 60-rated fusion engine. The engine takes up only 5% of the mech's mass, leaving the rest available for weapons, equipment, and armor. The Urban Mech has a jump capacity of up to 60 meters, giving it enough mobility to ambush. Is it 60? It should be 40. No, it's 60 because it's two hexes. Sorry about that. Gives it enough mobility to ambush an enemy unit and then jump away to hide again, as Urban Mechs oftentimes will be facing enemies many times their size. The Urban Mech carries a very impressive weapon payload for its diminutive size, an autocannon 10, and has a small laser as a backup weapon. While carrying this impressive payload, the Urban Mech has the issue of being a one-trick pony. Of course, the Urban Mech also depends on one other weapon, which other mechs just don't have, and that would be numbers. Now, I know a lot of people like to compare C-bills, which is great, but I want to compare battle value. So, for example, a mech like the Marauder has a battle value of 1363, and this would be the 3R variant. The UMR60 has a battle value of 504, meaning that for every Marauder a player could field, 2.7 Urban Mechs is what the other player can field. So, if you have essentially a 3-to-1 fight between Urban Mechs and a Marauder in open terrain, the Urban Mechs will likely lose. In close terrain, though, like a city, Very heavy woods, or places with blind corners, like oh, I know there's a canyons map that does that actually. The Urbamex would give them marauder fits as they would strike and disappear repeatedly. It gets even more terrifying though if you're fielding the UMR-60L. This model of Urbamex trades 2 tons of armor to replace the autocannon 10 with a massive autocannon 20. The addition of the autocannon 20 is terrifying, and now the Urbamex is capable of stripping over a ton of armor off of an enemy unit with each shot, and it lowers the battle value to 470, making it where you could field even more Urbamex than what your opponent's fielding. At least the ratio. The next variant we have is the UMR-63, which is a simple but deadly modification to the UMR-60, which replaces the autocannon 10 with an LBX autocannon 10, and adds a small pulse laser, giving it amazing crit-seeking abilities, as well as the ability to mow down infantry and act as an anti-air platform. These slight improvements put the R63 at 540 BV. After that, we have the Draconis Combine's take on the Urbamech, the UMR68, which replaces the LBX autocannon of the R63 with a medium-range missile 30 launcher and 2 tons of ammunition. This creates a very threatening, if somewhat less accurate, variant, ironically enough. But it does have a battle value jump up on that to 561. Now, the Free Worlds League built the R69 variant of the Irby. They replaced the armor with ferrofibrous armor, removed a heat sink, and mounted an ultra autocannon 10, giving it an ER small laser as a backup weapon. Now, this is a very logical variant that retains much of what makes the Urban Mech what it is, and brings its damage capabilities up, but gives it the ability to fire that weapon single shot instead of double shot to extend its ability to stay on the battlefield if that's what it needs. The battle value of the R69 is 589. Now, House Davian, not to be left out in upgrading what was seen as a garrison mech at best, decided to turn the BERT up as high as they could with the Urby and the R70. This mech uses a rotary autocannon 5 with 2 tons of ammunition as its primary weapon, and an ER medium and ER small laser as secondary weapons. The R70 is one of the shorter range variants of the Urby and is capable of putting out a staggering 30 damage from the rotary autocannon 5 if everything hits. The downside of this mech, limited ammunition. I want to say that each ton of RAC-5 ammo has 20 shots, so you have 40. I know most times when you're firing a RAC-5, you're going to be firing at 4 shots unless you have a really good shot. So on average, you get 10 turns out of this thing. If you are, for some reason, firing at 6 shots all the time, playing very, very, very big chicken with the numbers there, then yeah, you're gonna be out of ammunition in 6, 12, 24. 5 turns. Yeah. Making this thing, giving a very short battlefield lifespan. Otherwise, though, I mean, it's capable for an urban mech, and in theory, it's probably not going to live on the battlefield that long anyway. The battle value of the R70 is 724. Now, the R80 is an interesting upgrade. The R80 enhances its movement through the use of improved jump jets, 3 of them. The mech carries its primary weapon, a snub-nosed PPC, which makes it powerful at short range, because the stub nose has a very long short range and has a small laser and small pulse lasers backup weapons. I guess if something gets really close. And also the small pulse laser works well against infantry. Has a power now it does have a powerful suite of electronics warfare equipment with a Beagle active probe to identify hidden units, a Guardian ECM suite which interferes with enemy C3 command and control networks, and target acquisition gear, allowing it to call in precision artillery strikes. Next up, you have the R93. It's a more durable variant of the mech. The R93 is clad in 12 tons of hardened armor, which causes the mech to have a top speed of 21.6 kilometers an hour, but also gives it unprecedented armor protection for its weight. The R93 carries as its primary weapon a plasma rifle, causing heat and damage to enemies, as well as backup weapons of an ER medium laser and ER small laser. This model has a battle value of 894. Second to last, we have the R96. Now, this variant is essentially an upgrade of the R93. The R96 is practically identical with a few minor changes. It replaces the plasma rifle with a snub-nosed PPC, once again making a very effective short-range duelist, and as its backup weapon carries a small X pulse laser and has three improved jump jets for very good movement as far as in close quarters. The R96 has a battle value of 852. And of course, one configuration of the standard urban mech I almost forgot to cover is the UM-A Roman numeral 4. So the UM-A4. And this is a interesting variant of the urban mech because it requires like a heavy overhaul of the design. Removal of the standard cockpit for a small cockpit, an endosteel chassis, so you're basically rebuilding this thing from the ground up. And it carries as its primary weapon an Arrow 4 missile launcher with 10 rounds of ammunition and a ER medium laser. Of course, the really interesting thing about the UMA4 is that Arrow 4 missile launcher, that artillery tube launcher, can launch nuclear-tipped missiles. And this is part of where the whole meme of the urban mech comes from, is the Erby Nuke. The UMA4, or the Erby Nuke Erby, comes in at a battle value of 603. So we have a couple of offshoots of the urban mech, two successors, if you will. Now, the first of these was the Suburban Mech. Yeah, they weren't really creative with the name on this. It's pretty much an urban mech that House Davian got their hands on during the Succession Wars and upgraded to specs that they liked. It's the UM-R90. So it carries a larger engine, and in order to gain the needed weight to upgrade that engine and allow its speed to be increased by almost 20 kilometers an hour, it is armed primarily with a PPC and has for backup two medium lasers for short range engagement. The R90 has a battle value of 773. And there was a proposed upgrade of the R90 during the Klan invasion, the R100 Suburban Mech, that would have upgraded the mech using newer technologies. It would have had an even larger engine that would have given it a maximum speed of 64 kilometers an hour, would have carried 10 double heat sinks, and had jump jets to make it highly maneuverable, while did I mention the upgrade of the lasers or the ERPC? Nope. It would upgrade the primary weapon to an ERPPC and still keep the two medium lasers for close range combat. And the battle value of this variant would have been 915. There are record sheets for it and everything, but apparently I'm guessing it was prototyped. And it was thrown in the dustbin. So there might be one or two of these running around somewhere on the battlefields of the Inner Sphere. The other offshoot of the Urban Mech is the Urban Mech 2C. Now, the first of the Urban Mech 2C mechs weighs in at 30 tons and has a top speed of 54 kilometers an hour. The Urby 2C carries a simple pair of weapons. The first of these is an Ultra Autocannon 10, and that is backed up by an ER small laser. It has three jump jets and 6 tons of armor, single heat sinks, and a battle value of 798. Now, the Urban Mech 2C2 is much more dangerous, and it swaps out all of the weapons for a Hyper Assault Gauss Rifle 20 and a single flamer. If you're infantry, you don't want to get near it, and it can eviscerate most targets. Otherwise, the Urban Mech 2C2 is pretty much unchanged from the standard 2C version of the Urban Mech, and the 2C2 has a battle value of 855. Overall, in classic Battletech, the Urban Mech and its numerous variants have been effective urban defense platforms in the Inner Sphere, and even the clans for generations. Okay, so the master unit list is still down. Because of this, I won't be including the Alpha Strike stats with this episode. I will keep an eye out on it, and once it is up again, I will go ahead and release an addendum, which will have all the Alpha Strike stats for the and in my opinion of that for the Urban Mech, including the 2C and the Suburban Mech. So all of that being said, I did want to go ahead and let you know that, first of all, I want to give a shout out to our newest patron, NB Kaiju. And I also wanted to go ahead and let everybody know that we do have a Patreon if you want to help support the podcast and help us do what we're doing. That can be found at patreon.com/unicorncompany. We are also, obviously, there's Miff Kitty Minis if you want to get something immediately for your. For what you're doing, for your money, and it would still help to support the podcast. I think that's about it for today then. So I apologize for it coming out late, and you all have a great day, great evening, great whatever it is where you are. This is Unicorn Actual signing off.